This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, as Mr. Announcer Man said, Joey Burgoyne. And one thing you guys all know I love about the state is our strong agriculture community. And one of those places that's been on my radar for a while is Brown's Harvest up in Windsor. I'm talking this morning with the fifth generation co-owner and her sister, but the sixth generation, their kids are also involved, and I think that's an amazing thing. So joining me this morning is Kathy Martin, like I said, the fifth generation up at Brown's Harvest in Windsor. Kathy, thank you for joining me today.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having us.
So, you know, Connecticut has, like I said, a very deep, strong agriculture history in it. Like, you guys are the fifth generation. Your next of kin is the sixth generation working on the farm. But you guys do a lot of cool things, as do a lot of other farms. And one of the things, we're winding down the end of the season, you guys have your fall festival now and extended a little bit because Mother Nature's been playing games with us on weekends. You know, tell us a little bit about the fall festival and Brown's Harvest, if you will.
Sure, sure. So this is our 45th season where we've had hay rides and pumpkin picking, and this will be our 45th anniversary corn maze, and it's a theme. It will have some history to it, some farm history, and then some, you know, fun fact history of the year it started, which was in 1978. I mean, we are a sixth generation farm now and a preserved farm, by the way, and I just love sharing the fall season with families, and it's just a fun thing to do in the fall.
I think that's one of the things, you know, Connecticut, New England in general, we're one of the lucky places in this area that we have four seasons. Like, we have, it doesn't know where they're always going to land up. We've had winter and spring and summer, but the fall is something I think everyone can get behind in this area, and just getting out to the farms and, you know, the different festivals and corn mazes and food trucks. There's just something about being outside in New England in the fall. So for you guys to do this, it's kind of like you're just encapsulating and continuing the traditions that have been around in New England. And you had mentioned the corn maze. You guys do it a little bit differently, though, which I love. Tell me about what makes your corn maze so much special.
Well, the way we grow it, it's not just corn, but we also mix in some sorghum with it. So the sorghum helps make it a more dense maize, and sorghum does not grow near corn on it. So it just gives it a real, and it's tall, so you feel really dwarfed inside the maize. And this weekend and next weekend, we do have our flashlight maize, which is family friendly. It goes from like 6:30 to about 9, so not late. And tickets are online so that we can keep the crowds in check. Mm-hmm. But it's a fun family event. And again, we're going to continue this weekend and next, November 3rd and 4th, due to all the rainy Saturdays I think everyone remembers having. And I think the weather's holding up pretty well. Plus, the leaves are looking really beautiful right now.
Yeah, that's one thing, you know, we had talked to on our morning show, the state forester, Chris Martin. We were talking about the foliage and the fact that, you know, it's been raining weekends. It's kind of pushed back and delayed a little bit of that fall foliage, New England leaf peeping. Everyone get out there. And if anyone wants to look at some leaves, I'm going to have plenty in my yard in a few days if you want to come out and take care of those. But I mean, that's the flashlight maze is kind of interesting. Like, who came up with this idea? Like, and I like the fact it's family friendly. It's not like a haunted corn maze. You know, you can bring the kids and have a good time. But how did that idea become?
We just want to create family-friendly events. And, of course, we don't want to be out on the farm till 10, 11 at night. So we were just thinking what would be a fun thing to do that wasn't, like, terribly scary, mm-hmm. But still fun. And that's what we do. So, again, families can come out early. We do have a food truck this weekend, and so you can come a little bit early, have a bite to eat, and then head out into the maze with the flashlight.
Which is cool.
And then during the day, of course, we'll be running our hay rides and barrel train and all the fun fall things. And it's just a fun event to do with your family.
So now on the hay ride, do you actually have hay? I'm kind of a stickler. If I'm going to be on a hay ride, I want some hay under my tuchus.
Yep. And I think, yeah, just wear long pants because it is hay. And hay is an interesting feel. And do... go around the back of our farm and through the woods, so it's a really nice ride. It's not just around the field. It actually goes into the woods, and you'll see, like, our tobacco sheds from when we were raising tobacco.
And that's one of the things you had touched on, that, the preservation of land. You know, you guys are a preservation farm. You want to keep the farming and agriculture intact in this area. And you guys started, like you had said, as a tobacco farm and morphed into what you guys now are. And you've been doing this your entire life. How has the farming and agriculture scene shaped how Brown's Harvest has grown into what it's been now?
Okay, so back in the mid to late 1800s, great-great-grandfather started growing tobacco, and he did from seed to cigar. So he made cigars, and this is all fine cigar wrappers. I'm sure most people who are cigar connoisseurs understand the value of the Connecticut shade-grown wrapper. It's truly unique to the area based on our beautiful Connecticut River Valley soils and also the climate, where we have usually a nice winter that will help keep pests and diseases in check. So it's a really great growing area for a lot of unique crops. And getting back to the change of seasons, too, that's what's great about farming, is every season is different and exciting. And if you're getting tired of one thing, you get to move on to the next. So, you know, this fall time is the end of our growing season, and then we look forward to the spring. We'll start in May with asparagus, and June is strawberries. July is blueberries, and it just keeps changing. And that's what's great about all, like, the local farm stands. Their produce is always changing, too. We also do a sunflower fest in August, and then our fall season begins.
So now, that's the thing. It's ever-evolving, and, you know, we talked about the Farmington River Valley area has been the Napa Valley, some will say, of the East Coast for the tobacco plants. But how we've had a very crummy, wet summer, early fall. Like, has that impacted you guys? Like, how are you guys handling that?
I think it's impacted every single grower, because this year was very volatile, I'd call it, because in May we had a couple of hard, not just frosts, but freezes. And it's was a bad time, depending on what area you were in the state. A lot of tree fruit got affected. Certainly the squashes and pumpkins, too. It was really wet all the time. And if it wasn't raining, it was very humid. So things didn't really dry out fully, depending on where you grew. So farmers can do everything right, and still you have to deal with the ups and downs of Mother Nature. That makes it exciting in some ways and very frustrating in others.
It is. It's one of those things, like you said, you can do everything perfect, but Mother Nature, and here's going to be the segue, you know, it might dog you down, but the farmer in New England will get right back up. And coming up this afternoon, on the 29th, Dog Day out at the farm.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so everybody loves to bring their dogs out on the farm, and we really can't have them pretty much most of the time. Mm-hmm. So we designate one day for owners to bring their dogs, you know, well-behaved dogs on a leash, and to take them through the maze. And the dogs love it, too. So that's a fun day. So
that's cool.
That will be Sunday. Just dress warmly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it should be a beautiful day today.
And that's one of the things. So, and I wanted to touch real quick, again, joining me, Kathy Martin, one of the co-owners of Brown's Harvest up in Windsor. So this afternoon, you guys have the dog day, but you guys also do a lot with charity. And one of the things for today is the Fidelco peanut butter drive. Because find me a dog that doesn't love peanut butter, and I'll find you a dog that's probably a stuffed animal. But you guys do, and farming community in general in Connecticut does a lot for this state that people don't know, unfortunately.
Well, we like to give back to the community and the broad community, you know, at large. So this year we did a lot with Make-A-Wish, the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Connecticut. And we, thankfully, with help from the community itself, we raised well over $5,000 for Make-A-Wish of Connecticut. We usually connect to charities that are personal, either to our employees or an extended family of employees, and we just go from there. We try to focus on something like that.
That's excellent. That's that's that New England farmer right there. And for you guys to be continuing with the fifth generation, you and your sister, but the sixth generation working on it. Again, it's Brown's Harvest up in Windsor. You can follow them on Facebook, find them online. Their Facebook page has all the stuff coming up. If you want to head out to the dog day, there's a list of items needed by Fidelco. Get out there, grab your flashlight. If you're going to do the maze, make sure it's charged. I'm sure you've run into people that are like halfway through the maze and their flashlight dies. So if you're bringing a flashlight and doing the maze, which I highly suggest this weekend and next because Mother Nature has been fickle this year, make sure your flashlight charged.
Well, thank you. And I tell my customers this. It's just so important to support your local farm, support your local farmers markets, and keep our farming community thriving.
Kathy, again, up at Brown's Harvest Farm up in Windsor, thank you for joining me today, because it's things like your farm and other farms right here in Connecticut that make this such a beautiful place in the fall to get out and explore all the things happening right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.